Newsom hopes for collaboration with Trump on Northern California Water Project. Colusa, California. Governor Gavin Newsom brought attention to a water infrastructure project in Northern California that he said the incoming Trump administration could get behind during the fourth stop of his job's first tour on December 10th. Long a priority for the governor, the site's reservoir is a $4 billion project to capture enough water for 3 million households' annual usage during rainy months and store it for later in the year. Donald Trump, this is your kind of project, Newsom said during a press conference in rural Colusa County at the historic Davis Ranches, a 5,300-acre rice ranch established in 1857 north of Sacramento. Here's a project we can work on together that will unite and bring people together. From research and development to infrastructure and education, he said a positive relationship between federal and state governments can prove mutually beneficial and spur innovation and scientific discoveries. We continue to have an open hand, not a closed fist, across the spectrum of issues, Newsom told the Epoch Times. I hope to continue to reach out and find common ground, but my gosh, none of us are naive. He said some of Trump's actions during his first term were attempts to roll back progress, and he noted a need to be prepared for policy decisions that could impact the state. The incoming president's team said he is prioritizing policies to strengthen national interests and boost the economy. President Trump will work quickly to fix and restore an economy that puts American workers first by reshoring American jobs, lowering inflation, raising real wages, lowering taxes, cutting regulations, and unshackling American energy, Caroline Levitt, Trump Advanced Transition spokesperson, told the Epoch Times by email. After Trump won re-election, Newsom called a special session of the legislature to prepare for litigation, with lawmakers ultimately setting aside $25 million. California filed more than 120 lawsuits against the first Trump administration. Trump's support in the Golden State has grown considerably over the past 8 years. The president-elect won 38.3% and more than 6 million votes in November, compared with 31.6% and fewer than 4.5 million votes in 2016. Nearly 63% of voters in Colusa County supported Trump this year, an increase of more than 5% from 2020. Since Election Day, Newsom has visited four areas that trend more conservative: Colusa, Fresno, and Kern counties, and the border in San Diego County. On his jobs tour, members of the California Jobs First Capital Region Collaborative joined the governor to present their plan for the 8-county capital region, including Colusa, El Dorado, Nevada, Placer, Sacramento, Sutter, Yolo, and Yuba counties. Newsom said that excessive litigation and nimbyism, among other things, are causing the state to miss out on opportunities. We've got to get out of our own way, he said. The world we invented is competing against us. We're consumed by process and we're paralyzed by process. He called on the state to adapt its approach to economic development by focusing on region-specific solutions. Leaders in the state's 13 regions are all delivering plans over the coming months to support job growth. The state's economic blueprint and $120 million in grants are slated for release early next year to bolster industries, including biotechnology, manufacturing, and natural resources. By targeting strategic trade sectors, each job created leads to up to 3 more jobs in the region, according to calculations from the governor's office. With water for agriculture a primary issue in the Central Valley, the state has a goal of expanding storage capacity by 4 million acre-feet, holding water both above and below ground. Developing water storage and maintaining infrastructure will bring broad support for the local economy while creating a sustainable future for those who use water originating in the area, according to proponents of the jobs plan. Approximately 85% of Californians receive water from underground sources, according to the state's Department of Water Resources. Another water project championed by the governor, known as the Delta Conveyance Project, would create a tunnel to move water from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta throughout the state from the Bay Area to Southern California. Supporters of the project say modernization is needed to protect the state's water supply from potential earthquake damage. About 27 million Californians rely on water provided by existing infrastructure, according to state data. While Los Angeles and Southern California are working to become more self-sufficient through local projects such as groundwater recharge and recycling, imported water from the State Water Project is still critical to the region's success, especially under climate change, Water Resources Director Carla Namath said in a statement. In a pivotal decision that moves the conveyance project closer to reality, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California voted December 10th to approve $141 million for permitting and planning.